On to business now. Charles Pellegrin is here. He's going to start with a check on the markets. They're undergoing, aren't they, Charlotte, one of their worst routes of this year.
We haven't seen this kind of market sell-off since Donald Trump upended global trade back in April by announcing his reciprocal tariffs on virtually every country on the planet. The momentum we saw at the close on Wall Street on Monday bleeding into markets in Europe this Tuesday, as you can see, the open on the major European bourses here, with the DAX in Frankfurt down almost 1.5% lower. And we saw a similar trend for Asia Pacific stocks as well this Tuesday. The Nikkei index in Japan falling more than 3%, as well as the Kospi index in South Korea. It's not just stocks that are being hit. It's also cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin has now erased all the gains it made this year, at one point even dropping below the $90,000 of Bitcoin mark. Now, above that now. And finally, also gold pulling back lower towards the $4,000 an ounce mark after an incredible rally this year.
So what's behind this change in sentiment then, Charles? Why are investors selling on this?
So there are two parts to this, and the first has to do with artificial intelligence. A rally in tech stocks, which are some of the biggest stocks out there, has been what's been driving the markets up over the past couple of years. A promise here being that AI will revolutionize the economy, driving productivity up, meaning more output for a fraction of the cost. And this has led to a spending spree in building up the infrastructure necessary to power that AI revolution, meaning data centers and chips that would be able to handle all the computations required by large language models like OpenAI's ChatGPT and other AI applications. And that's why we've recently seen blockbuster deals for instance, a tie between Oracle and OpenAI for $300 billion, or a chip maker NVIDIA and OpenAI for $100 billion, and so many more. U.S. bank Morgan Stanley estimates that that spending spree will total nearly $3 trillion by 2028, with about half coming from big tech's own cash flow and the rest from other sources of financing, including private credit, so non-bank lending. And that's what's a source of concern for investors. All this money is being spent, but will there be returns? And is that amount of debt sustainable? For reference, OpenAI has so far not turned a profit and says it won't until 2029. That's what's driving tech stocks like chipmaker NVIDIA down, especially after billionaire Peter Thiel's hedge fund and Japanese conglomerate SoftBank have sold their entire stakes in the chipmaking company in recent days. All this happening ahead of NVIDIA publishing its third quarter earnings this Wednesday.
That's one part. What's the other part of the story then?
Well, the other part of the story has to do with economic growth in the U.S., the world's biggest economy. There have been concerns over persistent inflation there, but also over slow job growth. And we've been in a bit of an information blackout recently with the government shutdown. But that's now ended. And this week, delayed September jobs data will be published. And if job growth is again shown to be on a downward trajectory, then it could complicate the Federal Reserve's rate-cutting path, which investors were previously betting on.
Well, meanwhile, Donald Trump has been talking up his efforts to bring down prices for U.S. consumers.
Affordability has become the latest political buzzword in American politics after Democrats like New York Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani swept to victory in off-year election races. Trump insisting that his policies, too, are easing financial pressure on consumers, though many analysts say that his tariffs especially are likely having the opposite effect. Brian Quinn has a story.
An affordability pitch that could be a tough sell. At a gathering of McDonald's franchise owners Monday, U.S. President Donald Trump addressed what has become a potent political weapon in the hands of his opponents, the sky-high cost of living in America.
Society will not rest until you are richer, stronger, more successful, happier, and affordable should be our word, not theirs.
Trump retook the White House in 2024 in large part on promises to rein in costs for beleaguered U.S. consumers. But his signature economic policy, hefty tariffs on imported goods, has almost certainly pushed retail prices higher as U.S. businesses pass along their added costs. The president has consistently denied that his tariffs are an inflationary driver. Last week, though, he reversed course, eliminating tariffs on more than 200 imported food items, including coffee and bananas. Trump has also floated the idea of sending $2,000 checks to low- and middle-income Americans funded by tariff revenues, a plan many analysts say would also likely fuel inflation. Meanwhile, warning signs are flashing in the U.S. consumer economy. While Trump has focused on lower gasoline prices, monthly home energy bills have risen by 12% annually, in part due to the huge electricity demands of new AI data centers. Past due balances on utility bills have jumped by nearly 10%. Missed payments on subprime car loans are also on the rise, and worse could be yet to come. Millions of Americans are about to see their health insurance premiums double or even triple in the new year with the expiration of federal subsidies for Obamacare plans.
Brian Quinn reporting there. Finally, we're going to end with the world's catchiest and most annoying stock market debut. I advise you to probably to put your fingers in your ears.
Hi again, it's me, your business editor. I'm here to ruin your day and maybe even your week with history's catchiest jingle. We're bringing back the 2016 kids hit Baby Shark because the educational company behind it, Pinkfong, made its market debut in Seoul this Tuesday, and it saw its shares trading 60% above its IPO price. As a reminder, Baby Shark is the most watched video on YouTube with over 16 billion views, Stuart.
Thank you so much for that, Charles. You were energized by that, weren't you? Charles Pellegrin with the business bulletin for us here on Frost 24.